Hey, it's Mac, it's Mac Hogan on Audible, Saturday 17th of May, approximately 5:40 p.m. Heading back home in the rain, which has just eased off as I entered the park here, and I'm not doing my digital device out of my pocket in this weather. The grass to the side of me, which is normally an area of just play area for the kids, just ordinary grass, is a bog. And the burn, well, the burn to my right hand side is swollen. Let's just say it's really well up. Yesterday we had a fantastic day weather wise. Actually unexpected and certainly not forecast. Hiya, hiya Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing alright, how are you?
You're getting wet, same as everybody else.
It's
7 o'clock at the street fair. Yeah, bring your brolly. that was a teenage daughter of a friend of hers. She just asked me if I'm not going up to the street fair. She was there with her pals heading up the town there. All got their anoraks on, hoods up, and asked me if I'm going to not going to the street fair at 7 p.m. No, because it will be washed out. And that's basically what I was trying to tell you before I bumped into her. That yesterday we had fantastic weather. Absolutely stunningly gorgeous day. Both me and my wife really got the sun. My wife's actually sunburned. And then this morning, this falls down and it's been like this all day. And the big shame is that today was our town's Highland Games. And of course, the Highland Games, you have people coming from all over the country to your Highland Games, because it kind of works almost like in a tour route. Today would be Bathgate, and another weekend will be some other town throughout Scotland. And so people and bands all move about to join in. And, you know, I came through this park on Friday afternoon when they were setting it up with the marquees and all the kind of stuff that goes with that. And it looked good. Yesterday, gorgeous. And today, I guess, an absolute washout. I had intended to come along today and go round about the outskirts of the park, because a lot often you have to pay to get in, and I wasn't going to go in because I've done so many Highland Games over the years with the family that it didn't bother me. But I was going to come along and tell you all about it and capture the sounds of our Highland Games. And this is the first time I've been out the house today. It's been so dire, so dreich, so dismal, so bloody miserable. And the thing is that the games are advanced a week, and they're normally next Saturday, the last Saturday in June, and the following Saturday is our gala day. And but because the World Pipe Band Championships is coming to our town next week, would you believe? That's going to be some event. So they brought, it was booked in for next week, so they brought the Highland Games forward to this week, and look what they got. Now that's not to say that next Saturday will be nice, given our weather, it could be just as bad, or it could be like yesterday, it could be glorious. And then the following Saturday we have the gala day, and well, obviously with the gala day, an open air event again, you're looking for, well, at least decent weather, and certainly not the days like this today, because it's just been so bad today that, well, let's just say, think of a bad day, think of a really bad day that's cold and torrential rain at times, absolutely torrential rain. Well, that's what we've had all day, and I've just crossed the wee wooden bridge. I'm now sheltering below one of the pay stations that has now been vacated. You know, this would be a great wee shed for me in the garden, because the design would mean I could step inside, and it's got a ledge like bird watching hut, and I could stand in there and give me an idea. I wonder how much they want for it. I'll go and ask them how much they want for box 2C. I notice they're charging £6 and concessions 3 and family 15. But as I stand here looking down across the park, well, let me just say that there's not much greenery. It's that bad. There's massive, massive puddles all over the place. I mean, even to get from one point to another, you're going to have wellies or negotiate several water traps to move maybe 20 yards or 10 yards down the line. It's absolutely shocking and terrible. And, you know, my heart goes out to not just the people who were here to compete, people who were here to watch, but the people who set it up and the people who came to take part in the event. I don't even know if or how many events were cancelled. You know, it becomes emotional because, you know, it's a big event here at our Highland Games, and it becomes emotional when you realise that all the work and effort and preparation and prayers and hopes are all sodden. It's the only word you can describe it, sodden. It's terrible. It's not even warm rain. You know, if it'd been warm rain like you do get in the continent or maybe over in the States or somewhere else. Or it's cold rain, cold puddles, and probably the busiest places here would be in the marquees, the eateries, or the beer tent or something. But anyway, and I see a couple of tents erected here. Now, even the shortcut path, as I call it, that I take back home, because I'm doing it because of the teeming rain here. Good job I've got my deer stalker on, because it's keeping both front and back of my head and neck dry. I'm having to negotiate massive puddles just to try and get in a straight line. As I said, there were a couple of, well, 3, 4, 5 tents. I don't know what the tents were for. Face painting maybe or something. Yeah, come and get your face painted and walk outside within 10 seconds, it'll all be running down your face. I'll let you hear, although you may not hear it too well on this inline mic, my earbuds mic. But this is the wee weir that I've recorded a few times on my digital device. Yeah, I won't stand there too long because of the wind noise, apologies. But that's a tiny burn, and it has one of these steel mesh weirs to trap debris. And that's right up to the top, you know, 6 feet high, trying to gush through there like Niagara Falls. So that's how bad it is, and everybody here is out walking, trying to walk their dogs in the pouring rain. even the dogs have got capes on. But if that gives you some kind of indication of how our weather has turned over the years, where we used to have sore winters, I should say. You know, loads of cold weather and loads of snow, and then the summer came along and we had lovely summers. And now it's so messed up that it's just different frequencies of rain. And I've said this before and I'll say it again if you haven't heard it. My opinion is the only difference here in Scotland between the summer and the winter is the temperature of the rain. And that's just a bit of fact nowadays. Why couldn't that weather that we had yesterday, why couldn't that have been today and yesterday be miserable? And that's a sorry thing, because when you think about it, I'm thinking that and I'm not part of that Highland Games event. in any way, shape or form. But I know that hundreds of people would be watching that forecast and saying, my God, you know, why? Look at today, look at Friday, and look at the forecast for tomorrow. Can't even get two dry sunny days, or even two dry days in a row. I guess you can probably hear in my voice that you become quite emotional about it. As I said before, I do love the rain, but you have to. If you stand there every day and say, well, I love the rain, so I don't mind. I love the rain, so I don't mind. Well, fine. But let's be honest about things and say, we do love the rain under certain conditions and for certain periods of time. But when it constantly destroys events like that, oh dear. Apologies if you're getting hit with wind or trying to shield. But constantly having big events destroyed by unstable weather. It's the only thing you can describe it as unstable weather. If it just be unstable the other way, why can't it be unstable the other way? You know, why can't we say, oh my God, you know, that's 10 days in a row we've had the sun. I mean, where's the rain went? Or where's the cold, chilling, biting, freezing, cutting wind went? Why is it not unstable the other way? Anyway, I'm rambling on a wee bit now about it, but let's just hope and pray, of course, for a good day next Saturday for the championships, the pipe band championships, because that's pretty international. And and after that's gone by, we'll hope and pray that the gala day gets good weather. But I think it'll be down to hopes and prayers rather than any stability in the weather. Okay, I'm approaching the big road. I'm 3 or 4 minutes from home, and I'm going to have a hot cup of tea and a toasty sandwich. So, bye for now. See you in better weather.